That was Thundermug. They are classic rock mine favorites. That is the Marijuana Song. Hey, you know, it is what it is. That's off of an album called Who's Running My World from 1994. Thundermug were huge in Canada through most of the 70s, which is interesting because that came out in 94, which I believe is the real year. It's not a re-release year or something like that. Blue Cheer, Rolling Them Bones off of What Doesn't Kill You from 2007. That song rocks. Government Mule, Don't Step on the Grass, Sam, live at the Roseland Ballroom, 1996. What a great rock song. Before that, Eugene McDaniel's Welfare City. That's off of Outlaw, and I don't have a year on that. I think it was like, I don't know, 70, something like that. And before that, the CA Quintet. Quintet. Bury Me in a Marijuana Field. That was a single from 1995. And those guys were a big, like, underground classic rock band back in the day. And then they came out with this single in 95. Go figure. And we started that set off with the Pledge of Allegiance by David Peel and the Lower East Side. That is off of American Revolution from 1970, and that was on vinyl, kids. All right, we got 56 minutes left of obscure classic rock about marijuana. So I'm going to shut up and pass this over to you.
What your hands do, it's your eyes that have seen. So won't you judge your actions to make sure the results are clean? It's your conscience that is gonna remind you that it's your heart and nobody else's that is gonna judge. Be not selfish in your doing, pass it on. Yeah.
Phoenix and far beyond. Come away with us to a place where love carries on. You can keep in touch with reality. There's no need to leave it behind. Be aware of the warmth in your soul as we go. And it's spinning and spinning, beginning to feel the tranquility live in your mind. Fly away with us into space and far beyond. Come away with us to a place where love carries on. If you fear that we're only a fantasy, this is true. Understand that it's love that will keep you above. And your spinning will stop as you're nearing the top of the meaning of the bugaloo. You'll never accept us as true. Understand that it's love that will keep you above. And your spinning will stop as you're nearing the top of the meaning of the bugaloo. Fly away with us into space and far beyond. Come away with us to a place where
Mary Jane gets all the blame, it's not her fault. Can Allah's own creation stand for naught? There's a place for everyone and everything. Lovely flower, keep your cool, Mary Jane. Mary Jane, just stay the same, don't change your ways. Spend your time changing mind to higher days. There's a place for everyone and everything. Lovely flower, keep your cool, Mary Jane. Don't let them put you down, pull you from the ground. Remove your face so none can see. I give my soul to you, and then before we're through, we'll blast into your misty sea. Mary Jane, a name of names can never die. You're a flower, Santa Claus, and that is why. So take your place with everyone and everything. Lovely flower, keep your cool, Mary Jane. Take your place with everyone and everything. Lovely flower, keep your cool, Mary Jane. Lovely flower, keep your cool. Lovely flower, keep your cool.
The buds, they bloom with a pungent scent. They often cause much merriment. You can't get sick or addicted at all, like you can with tobacco and alcohol. The history books, they tell it plain, Queen Victoria took it for her period pain. Oh Lord, such a lot from one little seed, and they outlaw it and call it devil weed. Such a lot from one little seed, and they outlaw it and call it devil weed. When you compare growing it with cotton, you don't have to put any chemicals on. It holds the soil together a lot, and some of us like to call it pot. I got jeans and a jacket and even hemp shoes, but you won't see me smoking them on the news. A lot, such a lot from one little seed, and they outlaw it and call it devil weed. Such a lot from one little seed, and they outlaw it and call it devil weed. Enough. It takes anywhere and it cleans the air. It makes fine rope, cloth and paper too. It saves the trees for me and you. A law was passed making everyone to sow it, even Jefferson and Washington grew it. Oh Lord, such a lot from one little seed, and they outlaw it and call it devil. Whoops, such a lot from one little seed, and they outlaw it and call it devil weed. they bloom with a pungent scent. They often cause much merriment. You can't get sick or addicted at all, like you can with tobacco and alcohol. The history books, they say it plain, Queen Victoria took it for her period pain. Oh Lord, such a lot from one little seed, and they outlaw it and call it devil weed. Such a lot from one little seed, and they outlaw it and call it devil weed. Such a lot from one little seed, and they outlaw it and call it devil weed. Devil weed, devil weed.
Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org for more information. A public service message from 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm
All right. That was a great big set. So let's see. We went back to there. We had that. Okay, Steppenwolf with Pass It On. That's off of Skullduggery from 76. That started us, I believe. After that, the Bugaloos, Fly With Us, off the Bugaloos album. And I actually listened to the whole album. And Fly With Us, the song is just ridiculous. Oh, my God, to be in a writer's room for that show. let's see, after that, Neon Rose with Primo off of A Dream of Glory and Pride. Willie and the Rubber Band gave us Mary Jane off of Willie and the Rubber Band. Q65, So High I've Been, So Down I'll Go. That's off of Revolution. And we just heard from the Brain Police, Getting Too Much Higher, off the Brain Police, I believe from 1968. Those guys were from California. Okay, we got just under a half hour left. So take a breath for Pete's sake. Inhale and exhale a couple of times. All right. Let's go south. Dig it and dig it deep.
Do another one here. This is my version of Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. A little different, though. We had to bring it up into the 90s, you know, somewhat. It's now called Marijuanaville. It goes like this. Rolling my homegrown, smoking a big bone. Look at that ganja covered with oil. Using my tweezers. Woo! Got pot in the freezer.
Whoa!
Made a new pipe out of aluminum foil. We stayed away again in Marijuanaville. Searching for my roach clip on a rope.
On a rope! On a rope! On a rope!
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know that it's all this damn dope. Don't know the reason, stayed here all season. Maybe that tie stick was a way bit too strong. But I got a real beauty.
Woo!
A Colombian doobie. Okay, baby, come on, man. And soon I'll be up on my way along.
Lucy, you got some splitting to do, baby.
Wasted away again in Marijuanaville. Searching for my roach clip on a rope.
On a rope!
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know that it's all this damn dope. I blew out my bong pipe. Ran out of Bud Light, but I found some stash I had hidden at home. Put it into a blender, and soon it will render these little fudge brownies that help me get stoned. Wasted away again in Marijuanaville.
Come on, you guys, sing along when you know the words.
Searching for my roach clip on a rope.
On a rope, on a rope, on a rope.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know that it's all this damn dope. Yes, and Some people claim I sound like Dylan when I'm stuck, but I know that it's all this damn dope.
Thank you. of mine. Please tell me where I have to go to find this feeling that does.
The devil went to Jamaica. He was looking to sell some weed. He was doing fine. They were standing in line. It was excellent weed indeed. When he came across this young man who was likewise peddling pot, and the devil slid down the beach to the kid and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you kind of figured I'm a reefer head, of course. And after all this time, I guess that I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Now, your stuff smells okay, but this could tranquilize a horse. I'll bet a million in cash against your stash, because I think mine's better than yours." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and you ain't smoked nothing yet. One hit of this grass will kick your ass. You got yourself a bed. Johnny, roll a ball of hash and make sure it's the bomb, because the devil's got the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. You'll get a million smackaroos in cash if you can cope, but if you can't, the devil'll get your dope." The devil packed a bong with a little Acapulco gold, and resin flew from his fingertips as he fired up his bowl. He filled that chamber all the way, and he took a mighty hit. And as they passed it back and forth, it gave them both a coughing fit. Damn! When the bowl was finished, Johnny said, "Hey man, that stuff was great, but fill your lungs with some of this and prepare to vegetate. Cannabis sativa, sweet Mary Jane. The devil's in the backyard frying his brain. Zigzag filled with a diggity dank. Hold on tight, it'll hit you like a tank." The devil nodded off because he knew that he was stoned, and he asked if he could buy an ounce of the stuff that Johnny owned. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to catch a buzz. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, mine's the best there ever was." And they fired up doobies one by one. Ain't it gonna stop till the bag is done. Green as a bullfrog, sticky as glue. Granny, do you get high? Yes, I do.
Now in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lived a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a cultured toke and said, "Jim, I can roll 'em faster than any chick can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops," says Calistoga. "I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all who walk or crawl, tickets just two lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shashniks from Bagun, who smoke the deadly pugaru, and those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise, lace, and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads, all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the Kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, Keef from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska Cold. And there's sticks from Thailand, Gange from the island, and Bangkok's blooming best, and some of that wet imported shit that capsized off Key West. There's Oaxacan Tops, and Kenya Bang, and Riviera Floors, and that rare Manhattan Silver that grows down the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade, and sweet grapes by the bunches, and there's Hershey bars and Oreos in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga Kid, he smiles, and Pearly, she just grins, and the drums roll low, and the crowd yells, "Go, go, go!" And the world's first smoke-off begins. Well, the kid, he flicks his fingers once, zap, that first joint rolled. Pearl takes one toke with her famous lungs, and whoosh, that roach is cold. Then the kid, he rolls his super bomb that would paralyze a moose, and Pearl takes one mighty hit, and that bomb's defused. And then he rolls three in just 10 seconds, and she smokes him up in nine. And everybody sits back and says, "Hey, this just might take some time." See the blur of flying fingers, see the red coal burning bright, as the night turns into morning, and the morning fades to night, and the autumn turns to summer, and a whole damn year is gone, and the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling. With trembling hands, he rolls his J's. With fingers blue and stiff, she coughs and stares. With bloodshot gaze and puffs through blister lips. And as she reaches out her hand for another stick of gold, the kid, he gasps, "Damn it, bitch, there's nothing left to roll." "Nothing left to roll," screams Pearl. "Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to fuck around. Man, I come here to smoke." And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves and crumbles his body between her hands like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. In the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She'd been stoned 21 of her 24 years, and her story is still widely told, how she still can smoke 'em faster than any dude can roll. While off in New York City, on a street that has no name, there's the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers, there's a little golden scroll that says, "Beware of being the roller when there's nothing left to roll."
Words to the wise there from Shel Silverstein. The Smoke Off off of Songs and Stories, which I don't know what year it came out. David Allen Co. parody. Devil Went Down to Jamaica. That's off of Smoke Weed Then Go to Sleep. It's a whole album of parodies, and that one is particularly fun. Before David Allen Co. parody, we heard Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck. And on their album, Homegrown Stuff, we heard Pot O' Gold. And that came out in 1969 for obvious reasons. Let's see, David Peel on the Lower East Side, Give Hemp a Chance. And yes, it went on for like 5 minutes. I really wanted to bring it, you know, just bring it down early. But I'm like, no, this is David Peel. This is what he does. All right, so that came off of an album called Give Hemp a Chance. Mark Eddy gave us the wonderful parody Marijuanaville. That is a single. Excuse me, I don't have a date for that, but apparently he goes around and does killer comedy music stuff. So look for him. That's Mark Eddy. That brings us to this special Classic Rock Mine Investigatory surgical removal of all the negative space wedges that were clogging the turntable. All right, I have one song left for you. This is Poobah. Who else am I going to end with except Poobah? This is Somebody Stole My Weed. This is off of Blue from 2018. Tune in next week, Classic Rock Mine. Bye.